Hello there, my lamb. I hope I didn't startle you. That's right, you're dreaming right now. It's the only way I can contact you. My name? Oh, it's Uriel. Oh, well, thank you. But I already know your name. In fact, I know a great deal about you. That's my job. No, please, let me explain. I am a heavenly assistant. Well, an apprentice, at least. Yes? Oh. Well, I suppose from your perspective, the word angel is very fitting, but my assistance is not something so extraordinary. Please don't dwell on it too much. As I was saying, there are many steps involved in becoming an official assistant, and one of our tasks is to watch over a human's life cycle from birth to death. I believe the point is to help us understand and appreciate the reality of your mortality, a concept that doesn't truly exist for us. No, I wouldn't say that we're mortal. Eventually our souls will wither away and turn to dust, but that is not something we lament or fear or dwell upon as you humans do. In fact, it gives us a cause to celebrate all life, and humans teach us how through their own actions. However, I don't believe I'm very good at this assignment. We were meant to only observe, but I was not making any progress that way. You know, it's only been a short 25 years of your life, but I figured I would have had more insight into humanity by now. Well, since the regular method is ineffective, I decided a more direct approach. Does that make any sense? Exactly. Appearing in your dreams seems like a more suitable course of action. Now we can just talk about what it means to be human. It's so much simpler, don't you think? I even created this relaxing dreamscape for you to make you feel at ease. So let's get started, shall we? You have questions for me? Oh, I see. Well, I suppose it's only fair. Arched into your deep sleep unannounced yet again. Of course, you'd be a little concerned or curious. Yeah, please, go ahead. Oh. Well, that is a good question. There actually isn't a reason for it. We're assigned randomly, but don't worry. I take my job very seriously, and I will do my best to keep watch over the soul of my precious lamb. Anything else you'd like to know? Oh, my age? Well, that's a little embarrassing. I'm actually a little bit young and inexperienced. I'm still only 1,018 years old. But I promise it's all professional. Well, now I believe it's time for you to answer my questions. How about it? Oh, well, thank you for going along with this. Okay, first question is simple. What is the meaning of life? It's not simple. Are you sure? Okay. Then, how about this? It's similar, but should be much more simpler. What is the meaning of your life? No. That's a completely different question, I assure you. And surely you have the answer after all this time. What is it that gets you out of bed? What is it that motivates you to work so hard? Surely there's something. Really? There's nothing? That can't be right. I've seen it. I've seen you rise before the sun. You could travel to your place of work. I've seen you spending most of your day hidden away in your decorated cube-shaped office space, diligently putting information into that electronic box of yours. I've seen you come home exhausted after a full shift of inconvenience and irritation. Yet you muster up all the strength to do it again the next day, and you're telling me... Oh. You're telling me there's no point to it all. Just going through the motions. As they say, That's so sad. I was observing you this whole time. And had no idea things were so bleak.
Entering your mind was the right call. I never would have known that otherwise. No, please. Don't say this is normal. That would be too hopeless for me to bear. Gosh, now I'm worried about all of humanity. Okay, let's try something else. I know that right now you're just working to survive, but I want you to think for a moment. If you actually had time to accomplish your goals, what would they be? What would you want to accomplish? What would you need to accomplish to feel whole, to know that your existence matters, to what things would make you feel that way? Oh, please don't hold back. Please be honest with me. That's it? Just those three things? Fascinating. So wealth, money, prestige, people liking you, and a girlfriend would suffice for bringing on a meaning to your life? Huh. I know, I don't think it's silly at all. I have no frame of reference for wants and needs, and your joy will always be my only need, but I know this is important for you, so I would never taunt you for that. No. Well, I've decided from now on, I will be a more proactive and supportive system for you. You deserve happiness, the same as all of Earth's children, and I swear to you, I will make that happen. With my support, you'll have the confidence to accomplish anything you set your mind to. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you don't need to worry about how. I don't even know how. Please, just entrust your soul and your happiness to me. Wait. Why are you crying? Jeez, did I say something to upset you? If so, I apologize. Tears of joy? You mean you're crying because you're happy? I see. I made you happy enough to cry. Oh, it's a strange feeling. I don't think I mind it. After all, your crying face, it's quite endearing. I will take my leave for tonight. Please rest well. And when we meet next, I will try to make you cry even more tears of joy. Oh, that's not true. I absolutely must take it seriously. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a professional in everything that I do. There is no exception. Good night, my lamb. Hello? I know you're in there. I'm worried, so I'm coming in. There you are, my lamb. This room you made is quite impressive. You've really grown accustomed to lucid dreaming ever since I entered your dream last week. My lamb, gosh, you're truly impressive, but why did you lock the door? You know how worried I get. It's still my job to look after you, whether it's out there or in here, everywhere. I didn't want to bother you too much, but it's been a week, so I figured it was time to check up on you. Don't you think you've been a little cold recently? Come on, let's relax together. You can put your head in my lap. I know you enjoy media with that situation. It's, you don't want to. No. But you look so agitated. I think you could really use some time to calm yourself down after all your... Wait. Have you been trying to wake up this whole time, my lamb? This is our precious dreamscape. I cannot reveal myself to you in the waking world, so this is the only time we have to spend together. Why would you want to cut it so short? This is no good. You have to learn to be more grateful. We've had so much fun this week, didn't we? I think I made a lot of progress on the things you wanted. Obtaining wealth and prestige is surprisingly simple. I just had to open up a position at your workplace for a promotion. And after some gentle persuasion, they understood that you were the right choice. I think that was a complete success. So why do you look so dissatisfied?
Well, I told you. Don't worry about my methods. I assure you.
Your boss did not suffer. His journey to the Lord was quick and painless. And the same goes for the other potential candidates.
I put my blessing into every one of them before they found themselves on those tragic accidents. I understand. You'll be short-staffed for some time being, but it isn't that the perfect opportunity to show off your appeal and earn prestige. But we don't need to leave it all to chance. I can enter their dreams and make sure they all know to show you their respect.
Once they see what happens to whoever doesn't go along, it'll work itself out. So, the only thing left to find is that girlfriend you wanted. That part has been more difficult. There weren't many single women worthy of being with my precious lamb, so they're just all so vain and vapid. I can tell they won't cherish you. At least, not the way you deserve to be cherished. That only leaves women who are already in a relationship. But don't worry. I'll find one who will be better off with you.
Do you care how many children they have?
Or should I just remove them as well?
What are your preferences?
Stop. Stop what exactly?
My lamb, I can't rescind my support. Turning back now would mean throwing away all the work that got us here. Weren't we getting close to achieving what you wanted?
What do you mean by that?
Of course this is what you wanted. You said it yourself. So how could I have made a mistake?
No, I have to see this through. I will satisfy my lamb, no matter how many pigs have to pay the price. In fact, I think I've gotten the hang of it. It's a surprisingly simple task. I realize now just how frail and fleeting human life is. It can be snuffed out with a thought, or by the absence of a thought. I've studied humanity more closely this week than I ever have in my short life, and I learned something. They aren't worth it. They're so vile and hateful and obsessive. I pray you never have to encounter someone with such traits. It's been so frustrating these past few days. Watching the people disrespect you and they don't show regard for your well-being. But I managed to hold myself back and show grace. That's why there were only a few accidents. There could have been many more.
Wait. Oh, are you crying again?
I get it now. You should have been honest from the start. The truth is, you really appreciate everything I've done. And now you're crying tears of joy again. Once again. Such a delightful sight. I wonder how it would feel to be baptized by them. This is all I need to know that I'm on the correct path.
No need to be shy with me, honey. Even if you insist that they're real tears, I can tell the difference. I know they look exactly like they did the last time. My eyes would not betray me. You seem so adamant about this. So these truly are not tears of joy.
I see.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
That doesn't change anything. Unfortunately for you, your crying face is adorable no matter the reason. The way your cheeks turn red, how the tears glisten on your skin, every part of it is a miracle to behold. You truly are a sinful lamb, tempting this heavenly apprentice with your humble visage. Once it... Twice. How can I even hope to resist? I'm supposed to be working towards your happiness, but my failure made this possible. Then maybe I had the wrong idea all along. I want it. I want to see more. Your anger, your sadness. Show it all to me. Oh, but of course I'm only allowed to make you feel that way. Any pig that dares harm you will be risking divine punishment. Because now I understand the meaning of your mortality. It exists so that you may entertain those of us without it. Mm-hmm. That's the only possible conclusion. Don't you agree? So I don't think I'll be holding back anymore. I'll be embracing my true nature. But that I only discovered with your help. I think we will get along very well from now on. Shh, don't be afraid, my lamb. Even if you cannot see me in the waking world, trust I'm always by your side, watching over you. Always by your side. Always watching. Always. Always. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here, Messed Up Stories. We will be picking tomorrow the people for D&D. So we're going to be going over the results. We're probably going to do two, maybe even three one-shot sessions so that everyone who wanted to participate can participate. Thank you guys again for 5K. We're actually at 5.5, which is crazy now. Or at least we should be when this video comes out or shortly after. I can't believe that. I want to give a community shout out. Who will we shout out today? There's so many of you guys who have been participating in Discord. I really, really appreciate it. Alderin is absolutely amazing. So is Colored. I love you guys more than Bacon. And I also want to give another shout out to Mr. Birdie. You've been super sweet. And I really, really appreciate you. So this story was actually created by the amazing Ren. Great ASMR script writer. I will have a link down below. Also has a YouTube channel. Highly suggest you guys subscribe, check them out as a commission, because I covered another story of Ren's, and so they very gladly took on my idea of doing a guardian angel who gets corrupted. Absolutely love the direction this is going in, and it's so cute. I love a good character gone bad story. I'm a sucker. Anyways, guys, if you guys want to play 7 Days to Die with us, if you want to play World of Warcraft with me, make sure that you join the Discord. It's also going to be linked in the description down below. I'm going to get nights out in which, like, a posted schedule, but I am on random evening nights, Eastern Standard Time right now. And you guys are always welcome to come chill, hang out, and chit-chat and talk. It is a blast. I love you guys, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye!